When you guys went back and reviewed the Cleveland game, what's the general grade for the defense?
I mean, we did some good things. We did a lot of good things, but there's also some things that we can learn from. And when you're breaking down film, that's all it's all about. Just try to build on the things that you did good and learn and work on the things that you can work on. And as bad as that, like that sour taste in your mouth, we got to put that behind us. We moved on after Monday, and we haven't looked back towards it.
How much different do you think it'll be now that you guys have actually had most of the defense together? Because really, the opening game was the first time a lot of you guys had played as a unit.
I mean, we had a lot of OTAs, training camps. So now it's just about, that was our first regular season game, and playing a lot of snaps going in overtime. So now it's just all about building from there and make sure the arrow is always pointing up.
What's the challenge? You're facing a quarterback who's a young guy, and he throws the ball like a zillion miles an hour in Mahomes.
You got to be sound in your technique. We got to be loud in our communications and know that it's going to take a collective effort, because those guys have a lot of dynamic weapons over there, and it's starting with their quarterback who has the arm to make all the throws. So we have to be on top of our game as a unit and as a group and as a team.
A lot of attention to Tyreek Hill, but they got some other guy. I mean, Kelsey has hurt the Steelers in the past. You probably matched up against him over the years. What about some of the other guys?
No, like you said, you got Kelsey, Tyreek Hill. I mean, they added Sammy Watkins. Then you got Kareem Hunt. And, you know, they have a good running game. So they have playmakers on their team. That's why I said you have to really be on top of your game and knowing that it's going to be a hard-fought game all the way to the end.
Andy Reid has that rep of being a West Coast dink and dunk, kind of move the ball up the field kind of guy. But with Mahomes, are they opening it up a little bit? Maybe let him throw the deep ball?
You see it on film that he throws the deep ball. I don't think it's a thing with a dink and dunk type offense. I'm pretty sure they make go through their reads. And
I don't think he dinks and dunks. He probably throws like bullets all over the place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he's definitely he makes the right reads. And if the deep ball is there, you see him make a accurate throw on film time after time.
Looking forward to your first home game at Heinz Field?
Yeah, definitely. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, the fan base here is really great, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you remember playing here as a – you played here as a visiting player, right?
Right, yeah. I played here last year as a visiting player.
Right. So did you see – what did you guys do when Renegade came on as an opposing player? Did you guys kind of look forward to that, or how did you react to it?
To be honest –
not even notice it?
I was locked in on the sideline or trying to see what was going on, because we did lose that game, so I couldn't even remember what happened.